The affordable budget begins with your income and should first include the cost of meeting your most important needs. If there's money left over when the cost of meeting all your needs is covered, your most important wants are then included in this budget until your expenses match your income. To put these budgets in the context of need for financial support, I recommend that only the husband's income be used in the needs budget. In other words, if his income is sufficient to meet the needs of the family, by definition, he's met the need for financial support. It may actually be covering some of the wants as well. Without these budgets, his success in meeting this need may not be obvious to his wife. Both the husband's and the wife's incomes are included in the affordable budget, so that it's clear that the wife's income is helping the family improve its quality of life beyond their basic needs. Some women want to work for the challenges of a career. For others, it's to escape from the children. But regardless of the reason, if her husband's income supports her basic needs, she's not working to support herself or her family. And she may decide that she'll have a higher quality of life by not working as much. She may not have as much money, but she has more time with her family. I've been amazed by the number of women who feel much better toward their husbands when his income actually goes to pay for her needs and those of the children. Can he earn more? But what happens when his income is not sufficient to pay for needs budget expenses? I have already admitted that lowering the standard of living will be a very distasteful option for many women. Resentful as they might be, they often prefer to work rather than lower their basic quality of life. I've met countless couples caught in this trap. He works as hard as he can, coming home tired every night, but his paycheck just won't go far enough. His wife faces the impossible choice of being unhappy working to make up the difference, or being unhappy putting up with an intolerable quality of life. Her love bank is draining. How much longer can I put up with it, she wonders. I sympathize with the man trapped in this situation. He does the best he can, yet cannot meet his wife's emotional need for financial support. Isn't there an answer to this kind of impasse? He must somehow increase his income without sacrificing time with his family. He can try to obtain a raise in pay, a job change that pays more, or he may need to go to the trouble of a career change. The following story illustrates how one couple solved this problem. When Sean and Mindy came to me for counseling, Sean's career had reached a plateau. He had advanced about as far as he could with that company. I saw Mindy first, and she broke into tears. I suppose I shouldn't feel this way, but I'm losing respect for Sean. He can't earn enough to pay our bills, and now he wants me to go back to work to make up the difference. With the children so young, I just don't want to do that. What about cutting back on expenses, I ask. As far as I'm concerned, we're at the bare minimum now. I suppose we couldn't afford a bigger house, but now we're into it. We could never get along without a second car. We just live too far out to leave me home alone without some kind of transportation. I could see that talking to Mindy about lowering her quality of life was pointless, so I pulled out the only other card in my hand. Perhaps Sean could earn quite a bit more if he finished his education. I believed you said he had 2 years left. Would you be willing to go to work to help him? Well, I suppose I could, just so it wouldn't be forever, Mindy replied. I'll talk to Sean and see what he thinks. Within a few weeks, Sean and Mindy had it worked out. She had found a full-time job, and his company had allowed him to take a part-time position so he could attend college and finish his degree. Their new plan saved their marriage. Mindy was pleased to see Sean trying to improve his income-producing potential, and she did not mind the sacrifice because she knew it wouldn't be permanent. Ironically enough, Mindy loved her job so much that she continued working even after Sean had completed school and earned enough to support her. In the end, she gained respect for her husband and a valued career for herself. If a husband's income is insufficient, he should improve his job skills. While training for this new job, the family may temporarily lower its standard of living. His wife may go to work, or perhaps both adjustments will be made. I have found that women are usually willing to lower their quality of life and to go to work to help support the family if it is a temporary solution to a financial crisis. In fact, making this kind of temporary sacrifice can often prove to be a powerful builder of rapport and affection in a marriage. When a husband and wife work together toward a common goal, their spheres of interest are much more likely to overlap, and their conversations will become more interesting to each other. In short, they become a winning team, and players in a winning team usually like and respect one another.